Something I wanted to ask you. I know you're teaching down at Duke University, and I wondered if you'd been writing.
I'm doing a little bit of everything. I'm teaching writing. I'm teaching the history of jazz, and the kids are very enthused about it. I take them back to Fats Waller. That's like a metronome, but it isn't that corny, stiff beat that you know you would get from a metronome. It's has a lot of love in it. It's a flow, like the wheels of an engine, you know, it's going like that.
Chugging right along.
Right.
Well, how do you get them to absorb that or to learn to play that left hand?
Well, it's difficult. They don't always make it, but they try. Well, you see, that's the basic feeling in the music, even though you're playing some other style, avant-garde or something else, but that's a basic feeling of jazz.
Wasn't your mother, didn't you tell me she played the organ?
Yes.
What a marvelous start for you. I guess that's how you got started playing from her, wasn't it?
Of course. She taught me spirituals and ragtime, and during that period, I think boogie was quite popular, you know, that type of a bass.
It's not easy to play. You've got some very good chops. Boy, that thing is not easy.
There's so many different left-hand movements of that, you know. I played two, and there's at least 10 or 20, you know.
I used to listen to somebody, I think.
And then.
Oh, that's a hard one, and then there's. Boy, I mean, they're as hard as any classical music to get them even and get them smooth.